according to this list, the musical performances that stand out in Oscar history, number 10 is U2 performing The Hands That Built America from Gangs of New York. Fellow Irishman and Oscar presenter Colin Farrell introduced them and said the Hands That Built America honors new Americans who left Ireland in search for a better life, willing to fight for it at any expense. And they had footage of immigrants entering Ellis Island splashed on the stage's backdrop. Bono belted out Hallelujah, creating an Oscar moment of epic proportions as only he can. But Lose Yourself by Eminem ended up winning that year. Do we have a little bit of Hands That Built America? It's a great song. I really love that song. I really do. That's a great one. I don't think anybody expected anybody but Eminem to win that year, right? I mean, that was just kind of a, without question, Lose Yourself was going to win. But that's a great song. I like Gangs of New York. That's a good movie. Dan, you like Gangs of New York?
You know, I only watched it once, and I was half paying attention, so yeah. I don't think I gave it a fair shot.
It's good. It's real good. The only problem with that movie is Cameron Diaz. That's the only.
That's what I've heard.
That's the only issue I have with it. Because DiCaprio obviously is great, and Daniel Day-Lewis, please. Esmeralda, have you seen Gangs of New York?
I've seen bits and pieces, and I remember. Even now, just thinking Cameron Diaz is kind of out of place.
No, she's not good in it. Not good. I'm trying to think of any time I ever liked Cameron Diaz. I liked her in that that stupid Julia Roberts movie where she steals everybody's man.
Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah. I liked her in that. I like Cameron Diaz in that. I'm trying to remember. I remember there was another movie that, because I don't like Cameron. Cameron Diaz makes me nuts. I just don't get it at all. But I'm trying to remember. There was another movie that I like Cameron Diaz in. I can't remember what it was. Oh, Malkovich. Being John Malkovich. That's it. She was really good in that. Okay, how about this one? Bjork, I've Seen It All from Dancer in the Dark. Now, most people, I don't think people remember her performance. But, of course, they remember her dress. That's when she wore the fantastic swan dress. Do we have a little of that?
I've seen it all. I have seen the trees. I have seen the willow leaves dancing in the breeze. I've seen Armin killed by his best friend and lives.
This is a real pleasant movie. Jeez.
I haven't finished watching it because someone already kind of told me what it just keeps going just worse and worse. I can't watch it.
Yeah, no, it's
it make me cry.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. I love the movie, and I think she's great in it, but it's brutal. So that also considered one of the best performances of music at the Oscars. 312-981-7200. What are your favorite Oscar music moments or your favorite Oscar-nominated songs from movies? 312-981-7200. News is next.
Long farewell of the hunger strike. What can you say?
Happy Tuesday, everybody. One of the greatest songs ever from my favorite movie of all time, Magnolia. My favorite movie ever. It's Till Tuesday, Tuesday. Amy Mann was in Till Tuesday, so that means it's still Till Tuesday, Tuesday. If that makes any sense. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show. Here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich in at 5 at the opening bell. And at 6 o'clock, we have the great Steve Cochran. Now, that song there, Save Me, by Amy Mann, featured on the Magnolia soundtrack, is apropos to what we're talking about. We're talking about the Oscars and the 10 best music moments from past Oscar shows, according to Billboard.com. I don't necessarily agree with this list. And unfortunately, Amy Mann is not on the list for her performance of Save Me from Magnolia in the 1999 Academy Awards, which were handed out in 2000. So, yeah, she did not win for Save Me. But her performance was great and one of my favorite music moments in Oscar history. And we would love to hear from you, 312-981-7200. And Dan told me off the air what actually beat, what song beat Save Me by Amy Mann from Magnolia. And it was Phil Collins. Right, Dan?
You'll Be in My Heart. From the Tarzan soundtrack.
From Tarzan. So Phil Collins, You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan, beat Amy Mann, Save Me from Magnolia. What in God's name is happening? Hey, speaking of great music moments, do either of you guys remember, you were probably way too young, the infamous Rob Lowe Snow White duet that opened the Academy Awards in I can't remember what year, I want to say 86, 87. Alan Carr produced the awards that year. And they had a woman dressed up like Snow White. They had a girl dressed up like Snow White singing like a medley of songs to open the show. And Rob Lowe came out in his 80s glory with his hair and his hair. And he came out and I'm not making this up, and Esmeralda, you're too young to remember this, but they did Proud Mary on the Oscars, on the Academy Awards. They did Proud Mary. I don't know what the hell it had to do with anything. I don't know why Snow White, there was a girl, wasn't even a famous actress. It was just some chick playing in a Snow White costume. And they sang Proud Mary. And I remember sitting in front of the TV just dumbfounded. And I was on with Steve and Johnny after the Oscars, and we were talking about it, about how horrible it was. And it's gone down as one of the worst Oscar broadcasts of all time, just in general. Alan Carr, I don't think Alan Carr was ever asked back to produce the Oscars. And one of the lowest moments, not just musical moments, because it's one of the worst music moments in the history of any television show, but one of the worst moments in the history of of the Academy Awards. So is it out? Is it available?
No, it's just like 25-second clips, but none of them together playing Singing Proud Mary.
I think they probably had it yanked from the, you know, because it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. So, Esmeralda, you're too young to remember that, right?
Yeah, I have no recollection, but it sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Trust me. It is. It's pretty special. But, yeah, so, and I still, to this day, have no idea. It's Rob Lowe, who's not known as a singer. And I don't, if I'm accurate about this, I don't think Rob Lowe has ever been close to even remotely been nominated for an Academy Award. And he's out there with some chick dressed up like Snow White singing a Creedence song. I don't know what to say. Except that it the world, I believe, watching that, the world, I think, at some point said, okay, who laced my drink with LSD? Because I have no idea what's happening right now. If you ever go back and if you can find it somewhere, But I think, you know, maybe the Academy Awards, they just, like, took all the footage, all the full footage away. It was unbelievable. It was. Okay, next on the list. Uh-oh. Esmeralda, do you know, is Mary here yet?
I believe not. I have not seen her.
Okay. Because next on the list of the best music moments of Oscars is Jovi. Uh-oh. Bon Jovi. Now, do you even remember Bon Jovi being nominated or performing?
No.
Yeah.
You remember, Dan?
I do.
It was for Young Guns 2. And it was for Blaze of Glory. Do we have a little of that? Here we go. What's he look like there, Dan?
He is rocking a leather black vest over a white shirt.
Yeah.
Some spectacular hair per usual.
He's got the fantastic teased hair going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is on the list, but Amy Mann isn't. According to Billboard, Bon Jovi doing Blaze of Glory, which is just a Wanted Dead or Alive knockoff. And you know what, Dan? You know the story behind Blaze of Glory, don't you?
I do not.
Whoever the hell made Young Guns 2, boy, what a memorable series of movies those were, right? Wasn't there a third one? Didn't they do a third Young Guns?
No, I don't think they did.
But I don't think anybody was in it. It was one of those straight-to-video things that had, you know, like Ramon Estevez or something was in it. I can't remember. So what they wanted to use Wanted Dead or Alive. They wanted to use it for Young Guns. I think they wanted to... No, yeah. They wanted to use it for Young Guns. I think the original Young Guns. And Jovi said, no, you can't. So they approached him when they did the sequel. They approached him and said, could you write like a... basically the same song? Could you write the same exact song but with like different lyrics for the stupid sequel we're doing? And he said, yeah. And he ended up with an Oscar nomination and performed at the Oscars. Jovi. I'm not going to go on my Jovi rant. I'm telling you, I won't. I promise. Idiot. Here's the other thing. And he lost to Madonna because she performed Sooner or Later from Dick Tracy, which is a great song. Good old Madonna. Oh, man. Blaze of Glory. When, is that one of your favorites, Esmeralda? You a big fan of Blaze of Glory?
No.
Come on, man.
That song rules.
Dan loves
sure.
it.
Sure.
Dan loves it.
I do.
And you know, when it first came out, it was mocked by the music critics. And now, of course, it's considered one of the finest, better than anything Springsteen ever recorded. I don't know if you're aware of that. But in retrospect, music journalists have realized that Bon Jovi is one of the most important musicians that has ever walked the planet. Ridiculous. Okay. Now, I will say this. We got a break here. We've got weather and we got traffic. We're going to continue going down this list of performances. Somebody, by the way, speaking of Springsteen, 563 area code, says Springsteen, Streets of Philadelphia, which he performed on the Oscars. And did he win that year? That was in 93. We'll have to find out. We'll find out. But I do want to say we'll finish that. But I'm looking at this list, and the best performance, the best musical performance of a nominated song in the history of the Academy Awards, by leaps and bounds, by miles, is not on this list. Not on this list. So, Billboard doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. But Blaze of Glory is on here. Okay. It took the jack and changed the flat and got behind the wheel, Maya. Driving sideways, thinking about the same. As you propelled along. from Magnolia. Another great song by Amy Mann. Amy Mann, who was in Till Tuesday, because it's Till Tuesday Tuesday. Great song. Driving Sideways, yeah. Hey, Nick DiGilio here. We're talking about great music moments with the Oscars. You know, we just mentioned Madonna winning for Sooner or Later. And she is also on this list for her performance that same night. But apparently it was one notch better than Blaze of Glory. And this was the same night. The 1991 Oscars, that the year that they handed them out for the 90 movies, Billy Crystal introduced Madonna's performance from the Dick Tracy movie as the NC-17 portion of our really big show. Turned out the number wasn't nearly as risque as some of Madonna's other award show routines, but as usual, she commanded everyone's attention with a sultry full-stage romp, donning a Marilyn Monroe-inspired gown, fur boa, and bleach blonde curls. She gave a performance that took us back to the glamorous old days of old Hollywood. So do we have that, Dan? Sooner or later? Maybe it's time, so I'll waste it and chatter. Let's settle the matter. Maybe you'll mind all the battle. I always get my man. But if you insist, babe, the challenge delights me. The more you resist, babe, the more it excites me. And no one on this, babe, ever fights me again, again, again.
Yeah.
If you're on my list, it's just questionable. Now, Dan, you're seeing this. Is the orchestra on stage with her, or is she alone?
No.
She's alone.
Alone.
Stephen Sondheim, by the way, wrote this song. And it's a great one, and it deserved to win. Did you like Dick Tracy, Dan?
You know, I didn't understand it. I was too young when it came out. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But then times I've seen it on cable, I'm like, this is kind of inspired in weird ways.
It's a great movie. But I can understand you not knowing, you know, like, I can't imagine a kid watching that movie going, huh? Esmeralda, did you see Dick Tracy, the Warren Beatty?
I remember liking it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I love it. Well, we were talking, it was last week, I think, when I was singing the praises of Warren Beatty, you know, as a filmmaker. It was last week because we were talking about the Academy Awards, and I talked about how Reds got snubbed because that stupid let's run around on the beach in our underwear because we're British movie won with the... what the hell is it called? Chariots of Fire. Chariots of Fire won. And Red should have won. And then I was talking about how I think, like, Warren Beatty is an amazing actor and an unbelievable director. Like, I think an incredibly underrated filmmaker. And he directed Dick Tracy. And Dick Tracy's a fascinating movie. I mean, it really is. Yeah. And I thought it was great. And I loved it. But it's a weird movie. It is a very strange, strange movie. You know, Pacino got nominated for that. He got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for that.
What was his name in it? Mumbles?
No, Mumbles was Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman played Mumbles. He played Big Boy Caprice, I want to say. Is that right? Now, Dick Tracy fans right now are screaming at the radio because it's based, you know, very closely on the comic strip. Big Boy, his name is Big Boy. Is it Big Boy Caprice?
Big Boy Caprice.
Okay. That's a really crazy movie, and it's a very, very strange film. And Pacino's hilarious in it. He's really funny in it. So, and that was back when Beatty was going out with Madonna. Yeah. You know, I think Warren Beatty slept with every single one of his leading ladies. If I'm not mistaken, he slept with every leading lady and then some. And it took Annette Bening to finally, you know, to snag the guy and you know, calm him down. Like, hey, stop it. So, all right. This next one, I got to say, is pretty great. The next one is great. We've talked about this before. In fact, we had Lindsay Cochran from Great Moments in Vinyl. Go see them perform the Tom Petty records tonight at Martyrs. They did one of their Great Moments in Vinyl tributes to Michael Jackson. And we were talking about how there's one of the weirdest songs of Michael Jackson's career. It's also one of his biggest. And it was his first big solo hit outside of the Jackson 5. And it was Ben, from the movie Ben. it's a song about a rat. Now, the movie's terrible. It's a sequel to the movie Willard, and Willard's a good movie. Willard's actually a terrific movie. The sequel's terrible. It's about a kid who befriends a rat named Ben. And Michael Jackson co-wrote the song, and it's a love song dedicated to a rat. He was 14 years old when he performed at the 1973 Oscars show. And he performed Ben, and it's a heartfelt ballad about a boy's friendship with a rat. And this is from the 1973 Oscar show, Michael Jackson performing the classic Ben. Isn't that sweet? I used to say, I am me. How big is his fro?
It's pretty spectacular.
Is it? Is he wearing, like, anything glittery or sequiny?
The bling on his hand is pretty impressive.
Oh, is that right?
And it does look like there is a sequin belt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So can you...
Black bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Red vest.
Fro.
Oh, yeah, the red vest is blinged out.
Oh, it is. I would think so. Beautiful, lovely song about a flea-infested rat. Dan, can you look up what actually won that year? Because according to this, it says that Ben didn't win. So it would be Best Song 1972 Oscar.
72 was The Morning After.
Oh, sure.
From the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. There's got to be a morning after. You know what's really, what's funny about that is that she performs that in the movie. And it's, you know, it's in the movie, like, because the movie takes place. Have you seen the Poseidon Adventure?
Bits and pieces.
It's, you got to see it. It's awesome. It takes place on New Year's Eve. And so she sings it at the big New Year's Eve party. It's Maureen McGovern. Maureen McGovern is the artist. But in the movie, I think Carol Lindley lip syncs it. But they perform it in the movie. And the song is all about, like, surviving a disaster. And yet she sings it before the tidal wave hits the boat.
Well, I mean, she's not going to be doing it after.
No, the sound system's totally screwed up afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you
singing,
know,
singing into an empty mic, yeah.
Upside down. She would be hanging upside
true.
Down. What now? Have you? You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
You're parts of it. Now, do you know who the captain of the ship is?
Is it Borgnine?
No, Borgnine's in it.
Yeah.
No, the captain of the ship, Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All right, we got to break. More great Oscar music moments and some that are missing, including, not on this list, in my opinion, the greatest Oscar music performance of all time. All right, we got to break real quick, and the news is up next.
Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever tell. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know.
Tuesday. Of course, this isn't technically this isn't a Till Tuesday song, but It's an excuse to play Amy Mann, her version of One, which opens up the credit sequence for my favorite movie of all time, Magnolia. Till Tuesday, Tuesday. Yeah. All right. We're live in the Allstate studio here on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. Steve Grzanich in at 5. And we're talking about the best musical moments on the Oscars. The Academy Awards are this week. This Sunday, in fact. And I will be, of course, watching. And I'll give you my predictions one more time on the Friday show before the weekend. I may alter a few of them. I made predictions with Colin, with Jim and with Eric on the Monday morning show. But, you know, as you get closer to the actual event, the buzz changes and the feelings change a little bit as to, you know, who might possibly win. So we'll give you my thoughts on that. But the Academy Awards are this week. And, Dan, are you going to watch the Oscars?
Yes, I will be watching.
Yeah. And now I'm off. Do we know who's working for
me? It'll be Brian Noonan.
Brian Noonan will be here, and you'll be here.
I will be.
And on Monday morning. So Noonan will be in. Esmeralda is taking the morning off, so Susan Berkus will be in for her. And you guys will cover the Academy Awards.
We will, yes.
And then on Tuesday morning when I come back, I'll give you my thoughts on it. And we're going to get Jim and Eric in here to review the movies that we're not going to be able to review on Monday morning because I won't be here. And then we'll also talk about their thoughts on the Academy Awards. So it's going to be interesting to see. And Chris Rock is your host. And he hasn't hosted since maybe, wow, has it been like 10 years since he hosted? Maybe 9, something like that. I want to say he was the host. He was the host when Crash won, I think. Or maybe that would, no, when Crash won. Yeah, maybe that is the year that he hosted.
He hosted in 2005.
2005, so that was the year...
Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby won. That was the year that Ray, Jamie Foxx won for Ray. Right, okay. So yeah, the year that... it was Jon Stewart hosting the year that Crash won. I think it was Jon Stewart that hosted when Crash won. So that would be the following year, I think. Okay. All right, well, let's get back to this list. Now, next was Adele, who, as you know, is me. Dan, I've sprung that on you earlier.
Yeah, people just waking up or
are stunned to find
that
out
news that for the first time.
I am actually Adele. I don't know if, you know, it just came out earlier.
Right.
Because when I sang Someone Like You, it sounded so much like Adele that you and Esmeralda both went, wait a minute, you're Adele.
Right.
And I couldn't deny it anymore.
Nope.
I am Adele.
Congrats.
Thank you. So my performance of Skyfall in 2013 is considered on this list of the best music performances of the Academy Awards. She couldn't have picked. I couldn't have picked a grander scene for my first live performance of Skyfall, the title track from the Bond movie. About 30 minutes before winning Best Original Song, the British Dynamo. See, they don't know. That I'm not British.
You do that accent so well, and you are an Anglophile.
That's right. You know how I learned it? I watched a lot of Peter Cushing movies. Watched a bunch of Peter Cushing movies, and then my British accent was flawless. I actually did do a British accent in a play once, like for real. It was a Tom Stoppard play called Arcadia, and I had to do a British accent, and it sucked. The director was nice to me. He was kind. He was like, oh, yeah, you're doing a good job. And then I think he walked in the other room and banged his head repeatedly against the wall. And I guess she wore like a gold sequined black dress, and it was shimmering. So 15-piece orchestra was there, and then Adele ended up winning the award that night. Do we have a little of Skyfall?
Swept away, I'm slow.
Yeah.
Skyfall is where we start.
That was one of my best performances, I must say.
Was it weird singing this song for a movie you hated?
It was. I'm the only person on the planet that doesn't like Skyfall. Is that right? You
yep,
liked it, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Everybody loves that movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. It's better than the last one, The Spectra. But I didn't like Skyfall, man. I don't know. It's a good thing they didn't know that I was Adele, because otherwise they would have been very upset with my opinion of Skyfall.
Do you feel like you were the best part of that movie?
I was absolutely.
It was
the best
just
part.
Maybe that influenced your review?
Yeah, after the opening, after my song played during the opening credits, I was like, ah, this, forget
can't
it.
Can't go anywhere down but down.
I can leave now. okay, I'm not even going to question how this whole Adele thing really started, but it's me. Now, number four on this list is Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce doing a medley from Dreamgirls, because Dreamgirls was, like, nominated from Dreamgirls. Didn't they have, like, 27 songs nominated from Dreamgirls? And none of the songs won that night. Really? What won? Dan, can you look that up for 2006? Best song, 2006.
I Need to Wake Up, An Inconvenient Truth, music and lyrics by Melissa Etheridge.
What? I guess because... I'm sorry, that's just really weird. I don't remember that. I'm sorry that I don't remember the song from An Inconvenient Truth. I guess the voters canceled each other out, right? I mean, if you got three songs from Dreamgirls on there, it's going to split the votes.
Right. And the other entry was Our Town from Cars by Randy Newman, who always gets a couple token votes.
He does. I can't believe the song from Inconvenient Truth won. What was it called? Alaska's Warm? Is that the name of the song? What? If the Titanic, was it called If the Titanic Were Launched Today, There'd Be No Problems? Is that what it's called? There'd Be Nothing in Its Way? It's Melissa Etheridge? I don't even remember. I like Melissa Etheridge. What?
I'll see if I can pull it up here.
What's it called again? I Don't Care About the Heat?
I Need to Wake Up.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect that, man. I swear.
No,
I'm sorry. I was a little thrown by... I was the last movie that I ever expect to have won a Best Song Oscar is An Inconvenient Truth. It just seems a little odd to me. Oh, man. Yeah. Is it like pictures of penguins walking around and stuff?
And the Al Gore on planes.
Al Gore on planes? It is?
Going to speak.
Yeah. Did she perform? I wonder if she performed it at the Oscars, or maybe Al Gore did. Did Al Gore come out and
with his
beard and perform it?
With penguins.
With
on ice caps. They didn't need to wear a tuxedo, so they were set.
Just like Al Gore with his beard surrounded by 30 penguins. How would that not be on this list if that actually happened?
She did perform.
She did, okay. Yes. I would have liked to have seen Al Gore with about 800 penguins on stage. Okay, number three on this list we heard already, and that's... Oh, no, we didn't hear it. But we talked about it. It was mentioned from a listener, but Streets of Philadelphia. And he won that, didn't he? Did it?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He did win it. Do we have a little bit of that? Saw my reflection in the window. Know my own face. Oh, brother, you're gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia. Yeah, that was a good movie, Philadelphia. I like that movie. Bruce Springsteen, Streets of Philadelphia. And he's just like, he looks like he's got, it says here that he's like wearing a suit and stuff, so he's not like, doesn't have a vest on with a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, he cleaned up.
With a bandana. Is Little Steven up there with him?
You know, all the background performers are in very far in the background.
Oh, so okay.
I did not see Little Steven.
Because normally Little Steven is up there with his crazy bandana on and his billowy shirts,
right.
And he's sharing a mic. He always like, you ever notice that Little Steven has a mic of his own, but he loves to horn in on Bruce Springsteen's mic? You ever notice that?
That is a good observation. I had not known that, but it is absolutely true.
You got your own mic. Go over there.
Man, if I was friends with Bruce Springsteen, I'd be hogging his mic, too.
Yeah. All right. All right, we got a break. We've got weather, we got traffic, and then we will come back and finish up this list and actually talk about the best music performance in the history of the Oscars, which is not on the list. And Dan's going to be – I just want to tease this. Dan is going to be very pleased.
Oh, I've been listening to it during the commercial breaks.
Dan will be very pleased with the next entry on the list of the best music performances of all time. It's going to please Dan. Good morning. Till Tuesday, Tuesday. A man was until Tuesday. That is Wise Up from Magnolia, which is my favorite movie of all time. And one of my favorite movie moments ever is the scene where all the characters in Magnolia sing that song. So now we're getting back to the Oscar music performances, the most memorable Oscar music performances here. But I just want to let you know that the National Weather Service has in Chicago has issued a winter storm watch, which is in effect from Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning, through late Wednesday night for the following counties, Kankakee, Iroquois, Ford, Lake, in Porter, Newton, Jasper, Benton. All right, so keep that in mind. It's for Wednesday morning, and it'll run through late Wednesday night, and it is a winter storm watch. Not a warning, just a watch right now. If it gets upgraded, we'll let you know. And the following counties, Kankakee, Iroquois, Ford, Lake, and Porter, Newton, Jasper, Benton. Okay? Just wanted to let you know about that. Okay, now Dan's been waiting for this all morning. Dan, number two on the list is...
Number one in our hearts.
Number one in your heart. Is, well, why don't you just play it? Everybody will recognize it. I still don't understand this, Dan. And I also, it's doubly confusing because you've never seen the movie.
Correct.
And you've never seen, like, the biggest movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you, but you love the song.
Yeah.
Okay. And it won the Academy Award that night.
Deservingly so.
All right, and they say number one on this list is 3-6 Mafia. With I don't, it's very difficult for me to be a pimp. I'm having a very difficult job being a pimp. It's the position that I have as a pimp is quite difficult. I think those are the subtitles of all of the song.
It was.
It's hard out here for a pimp from Hustle and Flow, 3-6 Mafia. One. And here, they say this is the number one performance according to Billboard, and they're wrong, but go ahead. Now, they're saying that this is the number one performance because it's, like, so non, you know, Oscar-like. And I can appreciate that. You know, one of the guys from 3-6 Mafia was on Ridiculousness, which is a show that I watch all the time. Ridiculousness. Dan, have you ever seen Ridiculousness?
I have, yes.
It's with Rob Dyrdek, Chanel West Coast, and Stilo Brim. And it's essentially them watching viral videos of people smashing their heads on stuff and falling down. And I love it. And it's good to love that show. You know why, Dan, if you like that show? Because either MTV or MTV2 shows it 53 times a day. And I watch it all the time. I watch the same episodes over and over again just to watch people smash their faces off of brick buildings and stuff. But one of the guys, I think his name was Juicy Juice. It was from 3-6 Mafia. I think his name was Juicy Juice. But that's the drink, right? Juicy Juice?
I have heard it called that, yes.
Okay, well, he's Juicy Juice, this guy. I think his name was Juicy Juice. Anyway, so Juicy Juice from 3-6 Mafia was on, and they talked about the night that they won the Academy Awards, and evidently Juicy Juice had like a flight case made up for his Oscar so that he could carry it around. And he was like, yeah, man, I bring it to clubs all the time. They won the Oscar like 8-9 years ago. And Juicy Juice still runs around with his Oscar. Now, the number one performance of all time. Do we have time for the number one performance of all time? Okay, the number one performance, in my opinion, which is not on the list, but for the same reasons that 3-6 Mafia are on the list, is because, in my opinion, the most unlike Oscar, especially at this point in time, the most un-Oscar-like performance of all time. Dave sent in a text, and so did other people. Isaac Hayes doing Shaft from, like, 1971. Nothing like this had ever been on. You understand, at that point, it was, you know, with the Oscars, it was still very traditional. And the kind of songs that were nominated and the kind of performances that were performed were, like, orchestras and, you know, big dance routines and traditional stuff. So here comes Isaac Hayes with a chain-link vest on, shirtless with a chain link vest, bunch of dancers with giant froze. He's got sunglasses on, smoke, weird lights. He's behind an organ doing this.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you do it? That won't come out when there's danger all about.
Shout. Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft.
Yeah. Now, if you've never seen this, Dan, it's pretty remarkable. I can't hear you. Oh, I thought you were going to talk.
I was working behind the scenes.
Okay. Anyway, it's pretty remarkable. If you've not
seen
it,
we'll post the video on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll post the video on our Facebook page. That, to me, is the best Oscar music performance of all time. It's phenomenal. So, all right, well, let's find out what's going on with Steve Grzanich in the opening bell here. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. You know, I was going to say something, but I'm afraid it's going to be used out of context about Shaft, so I won't.
It's too late.
Uh-oh.
Too late.
Too late.
Yep.